It wasn't that long ago that South Florida housing market was really a mess, Tim. Prices had collapsed, of course, and mortgage financing had disappeared. The towers of condominiums up and down the beach sat empty, but no longer, thanks in some part to Brazil, and the interest has not slowed.
Upstairs, we have one suite and one bedroom with a private bath and two bedrooms with a bath. And
that's Brazil Geraldo Filho. He's describing the home he's having built now in Aventura. Filho lives in Rio and works as a business consultant. He already owns a condominium in Hollywood, an investment that he made a few years ago with the help of Yuani Lim from Elite International Realty. We spoke with both of them to find out about the Brazilian buyer of South Florida real estate.
We decided to diversify our investments because in Brazil we are doing some not so good. And in U.S., especially in South Florida, we have a very nice price for apartments and houses.
Have you been happy with how it's performed so far?
Yes, I am. The market is going up at this moment, and I think we are making nice profits.
Lim, give us an idea as a realtor working here in South Florida. Is Brazil's story common?
Very. Many of them are coming. They find it cheap compared to Brazil. Not only the price of the real estate, but also when you see the maintenance and the taxes, and especially those that do mortgages, the interest rate is very low compared to Brazil.
And Lim, we're not just seeing Brazilians buy houses and apartments here. We're seeing them buy some of the most choice real estate in South Florida. Last year, a Brazilian seller sold a condominium in South Beach to a Brazilian buyer for $6.2 million. Is this sort of thing becoming increasingly common as well?
It's so common that if you go to Sunny Isles, you can see most of those pre-construction. They are very high-end high-rises, and the developers are targeting really the Brazilians and South Americans because, for example, they changed the project a little bit. An example, in the past, it used to be three-bedroom, two-bath, because that's normal. But because the Brazilians, they like to have a private restroom, so they have three bedrooms and three baths, or even three and a half baths, because they want to target the Brazilian market. And also they offer services like a butler, because the Brazilians, with money, they don't like to do anything. They just like to come in and enjoy and have a cleaning and a lady and a butler and everybody to serve them.
Brazil, how about for you? When South Floridians will hear you describe real estate here as affordable, I think a lot of people would scratch their heads and say South Florida real estate is awfully expensive for some Americans. So tell us kind of how you're judging that affordability. Is it based solely on your experience in Rio?
Yes, it's based on my experience in Rio. If we compare a brand new house that I'm buying in Aventura Isles as three bedrooms, two and a half baths, if you compare with the similar house in Rio, will cost us four times more than South Florida.
But you're actually buying a pre-construction home, single-family home, in addition to
yes.
the rental property that you already own in Hollywood. The home you're
yes.
buying, the home you're building in Aventura, is one I imagine that you're not going to rent out, that you're going to live in. Is that right?
Yes, that's our plan. I'm retiring in December, and we think it should be a good idea to divide our time between Miami and Rio. We would like to spend half of a year in Miami and half of a year in Rio.
Lim, you have mentioned to us that it's not just residential anymore, that Brazilians increasingly are buying business real estate as well. Why are we seeing that shift?
Because they don't want just to have a vacation. They want to live here, and they want to be legal. And so that's, they are looking for business like franchise or opportunities that where they can have a visa.
Right. And is that a big consideration? Brazilians have been pushing, lobbying very hard the U.S. government to ease the restrictions on visas for Brazilians. Is this they feel that investing in businesses here in the United States and South Florida will make it easier then to facilitate the visa process for them?
Yes. They don't want to be legal here. They don't want to have a second type of jobs. They want to perform well here.
They want to put down economic roots here. They want to invest then more, not just in real estate, but in larger businesses.
Yes. So they are looking into business that where they were told they need to invest and then hire some locals, generate business jobs.
Brazil, as a PhD in business, do you see that phenomenon happening here as well?
Yes, yes, very much. And I think it's a trend that we can see other people like myself retiring quite early in the early 50s that has a lot of energy to work again and try to settle a new business in U.S., trying to improve their income, do you know? Then imagine I have an income from Brazil and growing a business in U.S., earning money, and what can I do? Reinvest in U.S., expanding the business, and trying to enlarge our wealth.
Brazil, what are your plans upon retirement and moving to South Florida for half the time?
I'm planning to do my postdoc in Florida International University for 2 years. And afterwards, I think we will launch a software company.
Lim, Brazilians are thought to have saved at least the condo market here in South Florida during the recession. Do you feel like, you yourself took part in saving Miami real estate to a certain degree?
You know, like 90%, I think, of my customers are Brazilians. And yes, they did buy a lot of properties that it was half the price and looking for tenants. And unfortunately, for the local market, I don't have really many buyers, and I have lots of people renting. So it's a good combination because I have the Brazilians with those little condos that they are renting.
Geraldo, does it also make it easier for Brazilians to buy in South Florida, especially if you're from Rio, because Miami tends to perhaps remind Brazilians of Rio de Janeiro, the waterfront, the same sort of cultural environment?
Yes, yes. It's very easy for us. I think, as Brazilians, we feel at home when we walk down in Miami streets, especially by the beach.